I'm with ESPN's John Clayton at the Scouting Combine. John, what's the big story this week?
I'd say Jameis Winston, because it's so important for this draft class to have success at the quarterback position, and there's so many questions about Winston. Now, you kind of get the feeling all along that Lovie Smith is leaning toward taking Jameis Winston. He's got to go through the interview process. He's got to show maturity. He's got to show that he's not 30 pounds overweight or even 10 pounds overweight. He's got to do a lot of things. And then, of course, maybe this week throw well and then come back at his workout, throw well too. And then Marcus Mariota needs to do well too, because when you think about this, since 2008, there's only been about 9 franchise quarterbacks that have been developed. Maybe you have 2 on the side, and you know, Ryan Tannehill and possibly Nick Foles, but that's not a lot. You're talking about 1 per year, and when you're only talking about 1 per year and you got about 10 quarterbacks 10 years in the league or more, there could be a drought here if these guys can't work out.
Can Winston convince a team in an interview? I mean, you can say a lot of things, but can he convince a team that my off-field antics are in the past, and I am worthy of the first overall pick?
Well, he only needs to convince one team.
Yeah, that's true.
And, of course, you've got Lovie Smith, who's as religious, as straightforward as you can. And even today, or at least on Wednesday, the first interview day at the session, you know, Lovie Smith says, I think Jameis Winston can be the face of the franchise. Now, he wasn't saying that he's going to draft him, but you can see the way he's talked to different people over the last month. He's leaning toward taking Winston over Mariota. And if that's the case, if that's the one team, Winston's the first team pick in the draft.
What do the Packers need?
I'd say right now just athletes on defense. You know, they've got to look at the linebacker position to see where they are. They've got to check the defensive line. You know, front 7 people, which is not that bad. Now, it's not too good for inside linebackers in this draft, but for the other positions around the front 7, I think this is a good draft to try to do it. I like what I saw of the offensive line, particularly with the way that it finished. You know how deep they are at wide receiver. Running back's a solid position. So I'd throw everything more on defense, particularly in the front 7.
What are your thoughts on Mike McCarthy giving up the play calling duties?
Well, I personally don't like it, because I like the way that he calls games. I've always been a big fan of his calling games, back to even when he was doing things over in Kansas City and he was doing things in New Orleans. So I hate to see that happen. I can understand it. I mean, it's a gradual process where, you know, you want to try to have more of a CEO approach to things, make sure things aren't slipping. That has to be hard for him, though, because I think just like Mike Holmgren, he loved calling plays. And to give that up is, you know, being unselfish in trying to help the organization out and trying to do the right things, and also advance coaches too. That's a very important thing. I'm so happy for Edgar Bennett getting a title like that, offensive coordinator. So happy that Tom Clemens finally gets a chance to call plays. But I still don't like it, because I like Mike McCarthy calling plays.
Yeah. All right, and finally, who are the favorites in 2015 right now?
Well, in the AFC, you have to go with New England. We know that Peyton Manning's coming back. We don't know if he's going to be the regular Peyton Manning, but they're going to be up there. Pittsburgh's going to be up there. And then you look over in the NFC, I mean, still the top 2 teams are going to be Seattle and Green Bay. Mm-hmm. You have to figure that. And then it starts to sort out after that. But, I mean, it's still a little deeper at the top in the NFC than there is at the AFC. AFC has a lot of older quarterbacks that are getting older and older and older, and the NFC still has younger quarterbacks that are getting better and better and better. But you saw this year, didn't matter. New England won in a very close game against Seattle.
At the Scouting Combine, I'm Vic Ketchman with John Clayton.